proud sponsor of the Los Angeles Angels. 714 tickets, 714 tickets, 714 tickets. Call today. You can go tonight.
Angels Radio, AM 830, KLAA.
Orange County, Los Angeles, and Inland Empire.
Where Angels baseball lives.
Hi, everybody. This is Juan Hernandez. If you want to break out of the gate fast like I do every morning, do what I do. Have a cup of Uncle Kimo's Kona coffee. Uncle Kimo's, you'll be glad you did.
The following is a paid program. Opinions expressed are those of the program sponsors and not necessarily the views of AM 830, its owners, or management.
Hi, this is Bill Coyne of South Bay Toyota, and if you're looking for an easy, hassle-free way to buy a car, South Bay Toyota is the place for you. Simply pick the vehicle of your choice, receive your price up front, and you're driving home. It's that easy at South Bay Toyota, located at the 405 Freeway and Western Avenue.
Hey everybody, if you love pizza, and who doesn't, I've got the place for you. It's Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne at the southwest corner of Foothill Boulevard and D Street next to Stater Brothers. They've got freshly baked, delicious pizza at the best prices you'll find anywhere. Speaking of pricing, check out their hot and ready menu, which includes hot and ready Caesar wings, whole pizza, by the slice, crazy bread, Italian cheese bread, save a taco, eat a pizza at Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne.
Folks, life is about family, friends, and the unforgettable experiences we enjoy together. If you are considering the Hawaiian Islands for that special vacation, a wedding, or perhaps a corporate outing, visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and you can see for yourself what this tremendous new venue located on the island of Hawaii has to offer. When you settle in at the Halualoha Garden and Kitchen, the breathtaking view of the Kona Coast adds a touch of enchantment far, far removed from the everyday stresses and strains of life on the mainland. Nestled on the slopes of the majestic Halualoha volcano, this venue offers guests a remarkable combination of Polynesian dining along with striking natural beauty and world-renowned island charm. With a top-notch chef and a fresh farm-to-kitchen approach, you'll experience island dining that is truly out of this world. Visit our website, HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com, or call 307-461-1450 for complete details and get ready for the experience of a lifetime at Halualoha Garden and Kitchen. Hey everybody, if you've got plumbing needs, commercial or residential, give my good friends at Western Rooter a call. Family owned and here to help, Western Rooter does it all and does it better 24-7. From clogged drains to complete copper repipes to water heaters, conventional and tankless, Western Rooter is here to help and will solve whatever issues you may have on time and under budget. Western Rooter, serving the Arcadia, Pasadena, and greater LA area for more than three decades. Call now at 626-448-6455. Mention Thoroughbred LA Radio and save 10% off your total invoice. Western Rooter, the best in the West.
The best of racing is always at Los Alamitos, with exciting action every Saturday and Sunday night. Coming up at Los Alamitos will be the finals to the Grade 1 Los Alamitos Oaks and the Grade 2 El Primero del Año Derby. The talented filly Asher posted the fastest time to the Oaks, while multiple stakes winner Double Down 1-2-3 and Grade 1 finalist Southern Divine are among the other top contenders. The Oaks final is on Saturday, March 23rd. Meanwhile, in the El Primero, graded stakes winner Political Rivalry and Five Bar Supreme will head the final on Sunday, March 24th. And as always, Los Alamitos will feature night racing's best bets, like our early and late pick fours, with strong pools every racing night. And our $10,000 pick six promo continues on Sunday nights when there's not a carryover. Looking for a great place to enjoy all the weekend action from around the country? The Vessels Club has a table just for you. For reservations, call 714-820-2681. It's the best of racing, always at Los Alamitos.
Want to bet your favorite horse but can't make it to the race book? South Point Casino's Racebook has the answer. Come in and sign up for the Nevada Racebook mobile app. For just a $50 minimum deposit, you'll have the Racebook right at your fingertips, no matter where you are in Nevada. It's convenient, fun, and easy to use. When you do have time to visit, South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our Racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service, bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery.
Lottery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. Whether you want to come in or play from the comfort of your home, South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
It's Thoroughbred Los Angeles, hosted by Mike Wilman. Thoroughbred Los Angeles is brought to you by World Class Racing at Spectacular Santa Anita, now through June 16th. By Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee. Take it from top jock Juan Hernandez. Uncle Chemo's, you'll be glad you did. By David Wilson's Toyota of Orange, South Bay Toyota, and Villa Ford of Orange. Come see their great selection of new and used vehicles and experience David Wilson's world-class customer service. By the luxurious Halu Aloha Garden and Kitchen overlooking the majestic Kona Coast on the island of Hawaii. Visit HaluAlohaGardenAndKitchen.com and make your reservations now for the event of a lifetime. By the Ragazin Sheets, get past the obvious and get the information you need to win. Get the Ragazin Sheets. By the Derby Room at Fairplex Park. Great food, great customer service, and free parking and admission at the Derby Room. By the California Thoroughbred Breeders Association. It pays to own and breed in California. By Legacy Ranch, where stands the Red Hot Sire, Clubhouse Ride, and Straight Fire. By Bruce Finkelstein's BetOnBruce.com. By the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa in Las Vegas. Call Steve Johnson and make your reservations now at 866-780-RACE. By Endeavor Farm, owned by Mark Sakalakis in Versailles, Kentucky. And by Western Rooter, the best in the West. Now, here's Mike Wilman.
Thank you, and a very pleasant good morning, everybody. Great to have you with us as we move into spring, and we move in on the Grade 1 Santa Anita Derby now, less than 2 weeks away. And, of course, the big prize, the Run for the Roses, the Kentucky Derby, not that far off on the horizon the first Saturday in May. What a day yesterday for Flavion Pratt at Fairgrounds in New Orleans. By the way, it's closing day there at Fairgrounds today. Flavion Pratt and Brad Cox teaming up for victories in the Grade 2 Fairgrounds Oaks as well as the Louisiana Derby. In the Oaks, it was with Tarifa. She had to battle, but she was best. What a filly. And then last to first in yesterday's Louisiana Derby with Catching Freedom. Got a 97 buyer speed figure, by the way, according to our morning line maker here at Santa Anita, John White. A big, big effort, a huge day with those two big three-year-old stakes wins for Flavion Pratt and Brad Cox. We're going to have Pratt's agent, Brad Pegram, joining us top of the next hour. Pratt is on six horses today, and surprise, surprise, they're all very live indeed. Speaking of buyer speed figures provided by our good friend John White, missed the cut, overcame significant adversity in a short field yesterday, and that's the way it goes sometimes. When you're the horse to beat the short number, everybody knows where you're at, and making things a little bit tougher on you. Missed the cut, got a 98 buyer in knocking down yesterday's San Luis Race Stakes at a mile and one half at Santa Anita. And we just got a number in on Tarifa winning the Fairgrounds Oaks, but I'll pass this along. Endlessly, trained by Michael McCarthy, ridden by Umberto Rispoli, owned and bred by John and Jerry Ammerman, ran away from him in yesterday's Jeff Ruby Stakes there in Northern Kentucky at Turfway Park right across the Ohio from Cincinnati, and got a 91 buyer speed figure. It looked to me like he won by about five lengths, did it as he pleased. We'll have to wait and see, you know, what the numbers are, the sheet numbers. He got a 91 buyer, and that was on the synthetic Tapeta. Now, there is precedent for a Jeff Ruby winner winning the Kentucky Derby. That was Animal Kingdom some years back for Graham Motion. So John White reporting, by the way, that Tarifa, winner of yesterday's Fairgrounds Oaks, got a lofty 95 a buyer speed figure. A lot to talk about in the game. We've got eight races today at Santa Anita. Our main event for California breds, older horses, four and up, coming down the hillside turf course at about 6.5 furlongs, and that's going to be the $100,000 Sensational Star Stakes. I thought a very interesting horse coming off the bench. He happens to have the best last out buyer, a 93 buyer, but it was way back in early October at Fresno. His name is Clovis Connection, and he's trained by Blaine Wright. Billy Anton George is going to be down from Golden Gate Fields to ride, and Blaine Wright will be joining us in just a few minutes. Right now we get to upstate New York, where it is very cold indeed, and check in with Jonathan Hardoon on behalf of the Rags and Sheets. Hey, John, good morning.
Good morning, Mike. How are you?
Doing well. I tell you, the weather here, unseasonably cold. You know, it'll probably get up to about 60 today. But I checked the weather there in Ozone Park, where Aqueduct is. 35 degrees currently. Bright sun all day, but it is going to be cold. And I understand you got a lot of snow there in Saratoga yesterday.
Well, they had 16 inches of snow over the last 24 hours in Saratoga, so they got slammed. The New York only got hit with the rain all day yesterday, enough rain to cause them to cancel the card and actually postpone it and run Sunday's card from Saturday. So Saturday's card is being run today. Mm-hmm. It's a terrific card because it was a Saturday card, so they, in a way they lucked out for having a good day. Full fields, only eight races, but again, a lot to offer. And it's just freezing cold there.
And then, John, so today's the original card for Sunday, that'll be run tomorrow, right?
No, there was no original card because they canceled enough time. So I guess
I'm sorry.
It back on Thursday, but they never drew Sunday's card.
So got it.
They just used, you know, they did that in Santa Anita a few times, and it seemed to work out.
Correct. Well, I mean, at Santa Anita, we took the Saturday, March 2 off. That was big cap day. Transferred that to Sunday. It worked out very well. And then we ran on Monday, which was scheduled to be a dark day. That was kind of tough sledding, as expected. But, you know, we're operating in a new environment, and I think we're getting smarter, and you got to make adjustments. And back to Santa Anita, the case of big cap day, we risked losing a number of races on the grass, and it would have been a disaster had that taken place. So that's why the shift was made, and I thought it was a successful day. That was 3 weeks ago, pardon me, today. Anyway, John, looking ahead, well, first of all, I want your take on this horse of Michael McCarthy's with Rispoli that won at Turfway Park yesterday, endlessly, taking the Jeff Ruby. Now, it's on synthetic. It's tougher to get a line on horses, but your take visually on the way he did it.
Obviously, he ran very, very well, and he could handle the synthetic. You know, there were nine horses in that race that were trying synthetic for the first time. Mm-hmm. He's won on it in the past. The question is, the Derby's won on dirt, so I understand
right.
Animal Kingdom did it in the past, but how many horses, have tried it and not been successful? Listen, he's a terrific horse. But now he's got to prove it on dirt, and not always easy to transfer synthetic to dirt.
And we should also note, endlessly, his most recent start going into yesterday was a win in the El Camino Real Derby up at Golden Gate Fields. Now, want to get to the fairgrounds and get your take. I know you're close with the Brad Cox stable. Catching Freedom, I mean, from last to first, the way he did it, John, that to me, that was pretty darn impressive.
It really was, and even the runner-up, Anna Marie, he ran with Catching Freedom, and they both came from last and next to last. It kind of looked like the last time they ran at Fairgrounds when Sierra Leone came from dead last, turning to home to beat Track Phantom that day. Track Phantom, I think, may have hit the end. I think, you know, he showed as good as he's going to be now. But the upside on Catching Freedom, obviously, sky's the limit. Listen, Cox is loaded. He's got Timberlake. He's got Catching Freedom. And he certainly wishes the Derby would probably be coming up next week because he's ready to go.
Exactly. And a comment on the Philly, Tarifa. Again, Brad Cox, Flavion Pratt, winning yesterday's Fairground Oaks. And she's assured a berth into the Kentucky Oaks now the day before the Derby.
Yeah, listen, Mike, she has five starts now, and she's won four of them. She's never run a bad race. One time she finished off the board in career star number two at Churchill, but every other one of her races were good. She went around two turns. This is a filly that's super bred and has really a bright future.
Yeah, I would have to say so. I mean, her body of work more than speaks for itself. All right, let's get to the matters at hand. Can we make some money at Aqueduct today?
Yeah, we're going to look at the eighth and final, and it's a full field, Mike. And I like the number 11 horse in here, Vincenzo. This is a 3-year-old gelding for the Bruce Brown barn. Alicia was a boy to ride. He's listed at 10-1 on the morning line. He's been gelded since his last race. Last time out, he was totally against the track. He has a good outside boxer. Let the race speak to slow things up for him. I like number 11, Vincenzo. 10-1 on the morning line to upset and win today's eighth race Saturday afternoon.
Okay, and post time for race 8 at 5:02 Eastern. Tell us about that website, jonhardwon.com.
Three best plays, $10, full car, $25. Today we have Oakland, Gulfstream, Aqueduct, and Santa Anita Selection.
Okay, John, looking forward to getting you back toward the end of the show, and we'll focus your thoughts on Santa Anita's 8 race card today. Thank you.
Thanks, Mike. Stay safe and be well.
I appreciate it. And now I think we're going to go to the airport in Oakland, California. Now, this is as opposed to the Oakland that upset Kentucky. They're in the state of Michigan. Oakland is where it should be, the airport anyway, the East San Francisco Bay. He just took an Uber, I think, down from Golden Gate Fields. Blaine Wright joins us right now. Hey, Blaine, good morning.
Good morning. Appreciate you having me.
Yeah, well, nice to have you on. You know, in looking at today's sensational star, Blaine, I'm looking at it, I'm thinking, man, I got to get this guy on. Clovis Connection, a homebred for Mr. and Mrs. Hedrick. I know he's been away a while, but he's actually, I'm sure you've seen it, the best last out buyer. It was way back October 7th, you know, at Fresno. But this horse has kind of won everywhere, hasn't he? I mean, you think about it, San Francisco, Seattle, Santa Rosa, Fresno. I mean, this is a really neat horse. He's got two bullets on his work tab there at Golden Gate. How's he doing?
He's doing good. He shipped down midweek this week and got a chance to train over the Tapeta surface down there at Santa Anita. And all systems go at this point. Got a pretty good foundation into him. You know, the type of horse he is, he's done everything we've asked of him. We've got to space his races out quite a ways. And unfortunately, you know, early on he won that open stake race, the Golden Nugget there at Golden Gate, and that kind of ruined all of his cowbred conditions. You know, those are good problems to have, but NorCal doesn't have the best three-year-old stakes at the time unless you get on the El Camino Trail, and at that point, I don't think he was ready for that. He kind of run off in his mile race that first time, and so we backed off him a bit and decided to take him to Seattle where he, you know, was ultra-dominant. And we could have kept him there for a Derby, but I got another pretty good three-year-old named Prince Abu Dhabi, and we've been trying to keep them two separated. So I brought Clovis back down for the turf at Santa Rosa, and he won big, and we were nearing a break, so we decided Fresno's a hometown for Mr. Hedrick, so we took a shot and outrun a hell of a sprinter, probably the best sprinter on the grounds for the last two or three years at Golden Gate, and he got his well-deserved break at that time.
And that's the race where he jumped up with that 93 buyer speed figure. Four-year-old gelding by Vronsky. Sensational star, California breds, older horses, 6.5 down the hillside turf course. I want to talk a little bit about Blaine Wright. Blaine, you know, you grew up in the game. Your dad rode. He trained for a long time on both sides of your family. There are horsemen, horsewomen. You cut your teeth at Long Acres. You were born in Renton, Washington. Let's face it, man, we've never seen the uncertainty that we're seeing now. You're based at Golden Gate Fields. I just want to know, what is your approach now? Obviously, we had a momentous CHRB meeting in Sacramento this past Thursday. We're going to talk about that a little bit later in this show. But for you, a guy based in the Northwest your entire life, what are you looking at now for the rest of the year with these dates, I'll say provisionally given to Pleasanton beginning later in the year? How are things stacking up, and what are your owners saying to you, Blaine?
Well, at this point, that obviously was a step in the right direction last week. And just to kind of be brief, I've been part of an action committee with Golden State Racing starting about 6 months ago. And there's about 10 of us that meet via Zoom every week. And we think we've put together a hell of a plan. Sacramento would have probably been beautiful because, you know, that place just has so much room. We could have rolled right in there, but them guys didn't want to play ball with us, so we switched gears to Pleasanton, where Jerome stepped up, and they're willing to host racing, and I think it's going to be a good thing. I'm very excited about the possibility of being able to make that our new home. We've got some hurdles ahead of us, but the first hurdle was to get the okay from the commission, and, you know, we seem to have passed that, so we're going to meet again Monday morning and take the next step, which is starting to get that application together. We got to break ground for the new stalls and get this thing moving. I mean, it's been a lot of hesitation just because, you know, you can't move forward without permission. So we got the permission, and now we'll start moving forward. So I'm really excited. Home base is Emerald Downs. My wife and daughter live there. We got a nice little, I wouldn't call it a ranch, but it's home. And I fly back every week. I got 35 in training at Emerald Downs right now, and I'm going to do my usual, spend half the week there and half the week in NorCal, and I'm going to roll right into Pleasanton and be as big a supporter as I can there.
You know, Blaine, you got the okay for the dates, but you might agree, you might not. That might actually have been the easiest part of your entire situation here. Now comes the rub. You got to get it together. Like you say, you got to get the place set up. You got to have fields that attract Parimutuel handle, and that's everybody's problem now. That's what's going on, and that's why we're seeing these big changes in the wind, and there's so many things going against us here in California. As you know, we don't have outside sources of revenue for purses, so, I mean, you got a tall, tall order in front of you.
Yeah, definitely, but the flip side of that is, you know, I take a stable like mine, at Northern Cal, I probably got anywhere from 35 to 40 some horses in my barn at the same point. Mm-hmm. And I went through them. And I can probably take legitimately 6 or 8 head of horses to Southern California. And you guys know, you watch the horses come down from Golden Gate. Unless you're a cowbred, you don't really fit there. I mean, they just kick our butts. You can look at the guys that have moved down there and started horses. We probably have 80 to 90 some starts between the NorCal horses, and listen, we got like 4 wins.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, realistically, when you ask a person to cut their business into, you know, 25% or 35% of what they got, I mean, what's in it for us for that? I mean, my option was to walk away or give all my support to Northern California. So that's what I'm doing. And I've already had owners tell me, hey, you know what? Turn my horses out right now. Let's give them a break, and that way we're ready to hit in the fall time and support this NorCal racing. So
yeah,
that's awesome. And this is the driving force of our business. Whether you take management or anything, the driving force of the business is the owners. And I'm going to do whatever I can to accommodate them. And if we don't race there, you know, my options are basically work 7 months a year in Washington and or pick my family up and move to the East Coast, which I'm not really interested in that either. So,
yeah,
you know, I'd hate to walk away from the game because we've built a good brand and, you know, the legacy of my family there. A guy wants to keep doing it and keep retiring, and I serve on committees in Washington and NorCal, and I'm going to do my damnedest to support racing in both places.
Time is 8:23, and our guest is trainer Blaine Wright. Based at Golden Gate Fields, a native of Washington State, the Seattle area. Blaine, let's get back to Clovis Connection. I mentioned Byvronsky out of a perfect mandate mare, and I'm sure the Hedricks, Mr. and Mrs. Hedrick, are longtime clients, but I have to believe you like your post position. Billy Enten, Georgie, having a good year, solid rider, and he can kind of play it as it comes up. This horse, I would have to think he's going to be fresh and he's going to be up close, wouldn't you think?
I would think so, the way the race plays out. I wouldn't trade post positions. We're in the race, so that's the main thing. Billy knows the horse like the back of his hand. He's rode him 3 times. He worked him a bunch before he went to Seattle. He's worked him nearly every time at Golden Gate. I think we're as ready as we can be coming off the bench without, honing on him real big. But I think the horse is very good mind-wise. Not a lot bothers him, so I think he'll take the transition to the downhill in stride. If someone wants the lead, he follows good. But from there, we're just going to let the race unfold and see if we're good enough to get a piece of it.
Okay, well, I want to wish you all the best. And, hey, Blaine, full disclosure, I had no idea as to your connections with the folks trying to make this happen at Pleasanton. I certainly wish you all the best. I know it was a big victory for you the other day. That said, to me, one of the real big lingering question marks in this entire puzzle is, have you guys ascertained what is actually going to happen with Golden Gate Fields after it closes in June?
No, nobody seems to know what's going to go on there. At this point, we've lost a ton of horses to Turf Paradise. But one thing I can tell you, the people have stuck it out, and the owners that have stuck it out were very resilient. We're going to do our best to make everything work. As much as I love that Tapeta surface, and I believe in synthetics, not every horse runs good on it, but to train on it is amazing.
Blaine, hit that. What is it about the way your horses come out of their breezes, their gallops on synthetic that you think makes it stand out over natural dirt?
Well, it's the same every day, no matter what kind of weather you're getting. And on synthetics, a lot of times a 103 breeze or a 104 breeze is better than a 59 or a minute or a 101. And I'll tell you that because it's all about the last quarter. Mm-hmm. The last quarter mile in synthetics is this is my experience. It's a more demanding surface, so you build deeper air. And really, you're not trying to put a lot of speed into a horse because it's such a demanding racetrack. And I hate a workout on synthetic when they go, let's say we're breezing a horse 5/8, and they go the first 3/8 in 35, and then they walk home in 26 and change the last quarter. While it looks great, wow, 101's a real good work on that track. That's a terrible work. I'd rather see them horses go 38 the first 3/8 of a mile and then come home in 24, and then you're looking at a 102 and a 114, 115 gallop out. That's a beautiful work on that track. So it's real deceiving. But you don't have to, you can gallop a lot more, in my opinion, and build deep air, and you don't have to have them fast burner workouts.
Really, really interested. Enjoyed the time, Blaine. I'll tell you what, we're going to get you on again soon. I wish you all the best today with Clovis Connection, number 7, Far Outside, race 7. That's today's $100,000 sensational star at Santa Anita. Safe travels. We'll see you at the track, Blaine.
Appreciate you. Thank you.
Appreciate you. Let's get up to Las Vegas right now, a very, very busy place on planet Earth. And the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa. Say hello to our man Dan Sanchez. Had a big hockey score for us last week. He said, just take Pittsburgh, the Penguins, over the Red Wings from Detroit. And really never in doubt, it was a 6-3 final. Dan Sanchez, good morning. Congratulations on behalf of the listeners.
Thank you. Thank you so much. It was a pretty easy pick, like I said, coming off of Detroit really all out to win the game. And they were on a back-to-back, so it was pretty easy. But like you said, it was not really in doubt, so it was fun.
A lot of guys heading up there, I know, to Vegas and the South Point. We've got Orlando Gutierrez coming on from Los Alamitos in a few minutes. I know he was up there a few days ago, but I got to believe it's jamming up there, Dan.
Yeah, it's packed wall to wall. I mean, everybody's just bumping into each other, standing in crowds. It's fun, but it's chaotic. You got to be patient, because there are crowds and there's going to be lines, but everybody's having a really good time.
Yeah. Well, all right, let's get to it. Last week you went to the NHL. Hey, by the way, We've got Dodgers Angels at Dodger Stadium today. And if you're inclined to listen on the internet, Angels on deck, Dan, at 3:30 this afternoon. Now, these are spring training games, but obviously there's going to be a lot more adrenaline flowing. But anyway, how about your pick? Where are you going to go today?
I think I'm going to stick with my Cinderella pick. I liked Grand Canyon in the first round, and I think they're going to stay within six of Alabama today. I think they play a physical, in-your-face game. They go to the line a lot. And I think they can hang with a lot of people. And they're my Cinderella team, and I'm going to stick with them until the slipper falls off.
What's the number?
It is 839. It is the betting number is 839, but left it six.
Okay.
Getting six.
Grand Canyon plus six.
Alabama.
Versus Alabama. That'll work. And listen, folks, that toll-free number, ask for Steve Johnson, Dan's boss. They're in the race book. Toll-free number 888-760-7223.
Hey, Mike.
Yeah.
If I could, just real quick, we did put in one, it's not a prop bet, but it's first to 15. Every game from now until the Final Four will have a line on the first team to score 15 points. And that is another bet. With that, halftime and in-game action from opening bell. The first to 15 is really fun. Because people are, I mean, action going off all over the place as, you know, people missing free throws or missing a three or the, you know, the game that goes 5 minutes and nobody scored 15 points yet and everybody's sweating there with their ticket. And there's good lines.
Nice.
You can get say you think Utah State can get to 15 before Purdue today. That's a plus 200.
Wow. Listen, folks, you got to do that in person at the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa. Make your reservations now toll-free. Ask for Steve Johnson, 866-780-RACE or 7223. Dan Sanchez, thanks so much. We'll try and get lucky with Grand Canyon plus six versus the Tide today, Alabama.
Absolutely.
In the tournament. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Mike. Appreciate it.
All right, we'll step aside. Coming back strong, John Lindo, Orlando Gutierrez in the next segment. As stated, we've got top agent Brad Pegram. He represents a guy named Flavion Pratt. A huge day in New Orleans yesterday on six live horses today at Santa Anita. Trainer Craig Lewis going to be joining us as well. He happens to put the shine on Catalina Eddie, the 3-1 favorite on John White's morning line in today's Sensational Star. Stay with us. This is Thoroughbred LA.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
Here at David Wilson's Villa Ford of Orange, we are here to help. We're open for sales and service, and with hundreds of vehicles to choose from, we are ready to assist you. And remember, you can get into that brand new Ford that you've always wanted without leaving the comfort of your home. Visit us at VillaFord.com to buy or lease your next car with great upfront pricing and a 100% online experience. Great financing and big retail enhancements on Ford Fusion and all popular Ford SUVs are available now. Check our website for tremendous pricing and financing on all Ford products, including America's best-selling vehicle, the F-150 pickup truck. David Wilson's Villa Ford of Orange. Call or click today at 714-509-5615 or visit us at Villa Ford of Orange.
Fans, we have a great day of live racing lined up at Santa Anita Park. Today's racing is highlighted by the $100,000 Sensational Star Stakes going down the Hillside Turf Course. First post time will be 1 p.m. today with gates opening at 11 a.m. First Rewards members, you can stop by and pick up a Collector's Edition Lava Man pin or a Santa Anita polo shirt or both. For the polo shirt, bet at least $100 with your First Rewards card. For the pin, bet at least $50 with your First Reward card or donate $25 to Old Friends Equine. Our infield is open, so bring out the whole family for food, fun, and fantastic racing, and mark your calendars as we will be bringing you the Grade 1 Santa Anita Derby on April 6th. It's not too soon to get your tickets at SantaAnita.com. Free contests, collector's items, and world-class racing, they all await you here at Santa Anita. It's the great race place.
We'll be right back.
Attention California owners and breeders, if you're looking to improve the way you operate and a way to successfully approach and assess all major sales in Kentucky, if you're looking for new and better opportunities to own, breed, and race, take a look at Endeavor Farm, located on 185 acres in Versailles, Kentucky, in the heart of the Bluegrass. Owned by longtime and highly respected Southern California owner-trainer Mark Sakalakis, Endeavor Farm can put you in the game. Participating at all major sales with a foundational basis and strategy for getting your babies ready. For devising breeding strategies with ready access to a wide variety of some of the world's top stallions and breeding farms. Fellow owners and breeders, it's obvious our industry in California is at a turning point. Let Mark Sakalakis and his highly skilled team of men and women point you to a better and potentially more profitable future at Endeavor Farm in Versailles, Kentucky. Visit EndeavorFarmKY.com now and you can make your first move to a brighter future in thoroughbred racing. That's EndeavorFarmKY.com.
From Golden Gate to Santa Anita to Del Mar and everywhere racing is conducted in California, Bruce Finkelstein's Bet on Bruce has you covered. Full card selections available every racing day at BetOnBruce.com. Get advice on multi-wager ticket structures and improve your return on investment with Bruce Finkelstein's BetOnBruce.com. Bet on experience. BetOnBruce.com. Attention Inland Empire racing fans. Watching and wagering on the races just got easier. The Derby Room located at Fairplex Park is open and ready to serve you. Watch and wager in the newly renovated Derby Room on races across the country starting at 9 a.m. each Wednesday through Sunday. Televisions throughout the Derby Room will keep you up to date on all sporting events. Add in great food and a great atmosphere and you'll have the ultimate horse player experience. For upcoming promotions, go to thederbyroom.com. Thederbyroom.com. See you at the Derby Room, 2201 North White Avenue in Pomona.
From Hawaii's Big Island, nature has given us Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, derived from a naturally occurring coffee bean that is only found in this precise altitude and climatic setting. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee ensures a perfect start to your day or any cherished moment from sunup to sundown. Every treasured coffee bean is the result of nearly 4 years of nurturing on the 57-acre family farm in the mountains above Halu'aloha, Hawaii. And unlike many other coffee beans from the Big Island, Uncle Chemo's is estate grade and hand roasted. This means all beans are grown, picked, roasted, and packaged on the farm to ensure the beans are the most balanced and as rich in flavor as possible. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee is now available on the mainland. To place an order, please visit UncleChemo'sKonaCoffee.com and look for our logo on the track and in the winner's circle along with leading writer Juan Hernandez. Fans, visit our website and you can see for yourself that Uncle Chemo's emanates from a true island paradise. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, you can taste the aloha.
Hello, I'm Alan Mosnett, Toyota of Orange. For over 48 years, we've said you won't get a lemon at Toyota of Orange. That means you're driving a reliable Toyota. It also means you're getting the best deal on every new Toyota in stock. We're talking RAV4, Camry, Tacoma, Corolla, you name it. How have we stayed number one all these years? By turning lemons into oranges. Toyota of Oranges.
Well, you won't get a lemon from Toyota of Orange.
Located in the small town of Clements, Legacy Ranch offers 145 beautifully manicured acres designed specifically for breeding, raising, and training of the competitive racehorse. Large irrigated pastures and private grass paddocks provide the optimum environment for your mares and offspring. The newly renovated 5/8 of a mile training track, supervised by well-known track man Richard Tedesco, provides a safe surface to start your young horses on their way. Stallion Clubhouse Ride continues to produce sound, durable offspring that handle all distances and surfaces. Stallion Straight Fire was an outstanding juvenile himself and is passing along his early speed and precocity. Contact Farm Manager Terry Knight at 510-928-4980 for stallion bookings or to schedule a tour, or check out the online farm tour at LegacyRanchInc.com. Get your program started the right way at Legacy Ranch. You'll be glad you did.
Hi, everybody. This is Juan Hernandez. If you want to break out of the gate fast like I do every morning, do what I do. Have a cup of Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee. Uncle Chemo's, you'll be glad you did.
Welcome back. Hour one, Thoroughbred Los Angeles. We just heard from Juan Hernandez on behalf of Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, tremendous supporters of the show. As far as the jockey standings go, Juan is on top, 50 wins. Flavion Pratt second with 42. Antonio Fresu had a tremendous meet by any accounting. He's next at 40. And then it's Frankie Dettori, 28. Hector Berrios, 21. Umberto Rispoli at 20. And, of course, Umberto, a big win at Turfway Park yesterday aboard the Michael McCarthy trained endlessly. Doug O'Neill on top of the trainer standings with 27 wins. Mark Glatt next at 23, along with Bob Baffert with 23. Then it's Phil D'Amato at 22 and Steve Knapp at 20. And listen, speaking of Doug O'Neill, folks, if you're looking for pizza, you live anywhere near Laverne, San Dimas, Glendora, hey, why don't you give Doug and Daniel O'Neill a visit there at Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne. They're on the southwest corner in the south. There's a shopping mall there, southwest corner of Foothill and D Street, next to Stater Brothers. Believe me, you're never going to beat the price, and that pizza is light, fluffy, and it's as good as you're ever going to get. Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne. Let's get to Carlsbad right now. Say hello to John Lindo. Hey, John, good morning.
Good morning, Michael. How you doing?
Good. Boy, some big performances yesterday. Your impression of catching Freedom last to first under Flavion Pratt for Brad Cox there in the Louisiana Derby.
Well, he was pretty impressive, Mike. He missed the start a little bit, got squeezed back, and he was dead last down the backstretch. And they were going a decent pace, but they weren't flying up front. And he basically looped the entire field, came down the middle of the track, and he got the job done. This is a horse that's kind of a little bit under the radar for Brad Cox. He's had a lot of really good three-year-olds, but this one's taking the biggest step forward. I think he got a 97 buyer speed figure winning the Louisiana Derby yesterday.
And, John, you and I have been talking through the week. I'm sure you heard Blaine Wright on earlier. I thought he was outstanding. But I noted, and I'm pretty sure from talking to you, you agree, getting the approval of the racing commission, tentatively, I would say, for those dates, they still got to bring a business plan. That's only the beginning. That's probably the easiest part of this entire lift for these guys. Obviously, a lot going on in the state, John.
Oh, absolutely. There's a lot to be done. They've got to add additional stalls to house the horses that will be coming out from Golden
Gate. Can they generate the handle we all need at Pleasanton? Do you actually think they can do that?
I have my doubts. I really do. I think they based the projected handle on what they saw on the average at Golden Gate. Well, the fair's a little bit different. And, right now the takeout at the fairs is a little bit higher than it is at a regular race meet. So that has to be addressed. The TOC addressed that fact. What are we doing as far as the takeout rates? So if those rates stay high, I don't know, that's an incentive, obviously, for the players to play. So there's a lot going on there that has to be, adjudicated. And I don't know if those projections are correct, and I guess there's one way to find out, but you better have a plan B in place in case it doesn't go to plan.
Yeah. And, John, back to the meeting that I referenced, a momentous meeting this past Thursday up in Sacramento. A lot of emotion. I thought Blaine Wright was very, very articulate, a guy steeped in the game and rooted, in the Pacific Northwest and also certainly in Northern California. But, John, going into it, like a week ago, I was hearing – and it's all people just saying, hey, what do you think? Who have you talked to? It's, it's like in Congress, they're trying to figure out who's lined up and who's not, who's on the fence, who they got to get in a closed-door session and really go to grinding on them. I was hearing that it was going to be very close and possibly going Pleasanton's way, and maybe that precipitated the letter that went out on Tuesday that hit the LATimes.com. But the letter, I think most all of us can agree now, it did backfire, John. There was the commissioners, they really were not happy about it.
Right. There's a letter that came out from Craig Fravel of First Racing that basically said, if the dates are assigned to Northern California, then they're gonna, that they might have to reassess the alternative uses for Santa Anita and San Luis Downs, and Southern California is kind of dependent upon trying to get that alternative revenue, the additional revenue from the Northern California simulcasting.
Yeah.
And Del Mar and the TOC were on line with the first race, and they wanted that to happen. Well, obviously it did not. So now we'll find out, you know, the ramifications of what happened.
Yeah.
When the first book comes out for the spring meet at Santa Anita, what the purses will be.
Right. And I mean, it's a given. We're looking probably at very significant purse cuts, right? I mean.
Well, that's my guess. We'll see. But, you know, I don't know until I'll see it in print.
The looking at the LA Times story, this I'll just read the first sentence, and this typified what went down. By the way, the vote in Dennis Alfieri had to leave early, so he was not available to vote. Seven commissioners, they ended up voting 6-0 Pleasanton's way. This is the lead from John Shirva's story Friday in the LA Times. In a stunning rebuke of Santa Anita's letter threatening to close or sell the track, the California Horse Racing Board voted to grant racing dates for a meeting at Pleasanton in Northern California at the end of this year. And then some very kind of incendiary comments from some of the commissioners, John. And I know you were listening to the entire meeting.
Yeah, and it wasn't just one commissioner that
took
offense. It was several. In fact, you know, Damascus Castellanos actually said, "I don't do well with bullies." So that's kind of how they took the tone of the letter that was sent to the CHRB, obviously it didn't work because, the vote went 6-0 the other way.
And, you know, Alan Balch from the CTT, California Thoroughbred Trainers, he also spoke, and there's some quotes from him later in the story. Anyway, I'll just say this again, John, to me, there is a very big question as to whether or not Pleasanton is going to be able to generate the handle sufficient to make any of this work. So we'll have to stand by. In the meantime, the game's pretty much in the balance, John. Things are changing. They're changing very, very fast. Unfortunately, you know, I did talk to Bob Baffert earlier in the week. We don't have any other sources for purse money, and that is what is creating these dire conditions more than anything else. That's not the loan factor.
No, but the gap is widening between what we can offer and what some of the other places
around the
country can do, and that's the problem.
Yep. All right, let's get to it. We got a California bred stake today. I heard you mention on air yesterday with Bob Ike, the California bred bonus is still very good, even though the bonus down here has been reduced from 17.5 to 15, and that is, roughly speaking, if you have a cowbred winning an open company or winning a cowbred maiden allowance race. And up north, the bonus is still $10,000 on top of the regular purse money. These are very substantive incentives.
These are huge for the California breeders. A reason to breed those mares and bring those horses to the racetrack, that extra $15,000 is like winning an extra race. So, hats off to the CTB. They're doing absolutely the best they can to hold the numbers as best, you know. And, small reduction, but the 15 is still a very significant number.
Yeah. Now, listen, you're going to have a brand spanking new California bred of the week when you go on air Saturday. That'll be the winner, I would think, of the sensational star. Let's get a best bet from you, John.
I'm going to go down to the eighth and final today. In the eighth race today, Mike, I thought number 4, Black Pink, had trained well for the U.S. debut. The race was rained off the grass.
I agree.
She did not handle the main track one bit. She's on the turf today, continues to work well. I think we're going to see a different feeling as long as the race stays on the grass. So let's hope weather conditions hold. And at 4-1 on the morning line, number 4, Black Pink, eighth race today at Santa Anita is the play.
Flavion Pratt, Field of Model. Thanks so much, John.
Good luck today.
Okay, you too. We'll close out the segment to get down to Catella, to Los Alamitos, say hello to Orlando Gutierrez. Hey, Orlando, good to have you back. I understand you took a little road trip up to the South Point last week. Tonight at Los Al, you got 9 races. You get underway at 5:30 p.m. You're kicking $10,000 into the pick 6. What's going on?
Good morning, Mike. Yeah, I spent last weekend at the AQHA racing convention at the South Point. What a wonderful, wonderful place that was. Enjoyed visiting the race book there. They do a tremendous job just moving around the different tracks that are running, turning up the sound. Depending on what track is running next, whether it's Los Al, Meadowlands, Charlestown, they gave Los Alamitos great, great coverage. and the staff was just so helpful and wonderful. Really enjoyed my time at the South Point, Mike. And tonight, nice card at Los Alamitos, 9 races on tap. We get going at 5:30 p.m. Like you mentioned, $10,000 into the pick six, and we have a really good race going to El Primero del Año Derby, a grade two event. Two outstanding runners, in my opinion, going in this race. Number 1, 5-bar Supreme, a multiple stakes winner here at Los Alamitos. The standout is number 7, Political Rivalry, 9-5 on Ed Burgard's morning line. He's also won 7 races out of his 8 starts. He's looking to win his 3rd stakes, major stakes win at Los Alamitos, and looking to win the same stakes races that his sire, KVN Corona, did when he was a champion. Winning the Edberg Million, the PCQH Harry Beers Pituity, and the El Primero del Año Derby. So Political Rivalry trying to repeat some history that his sire accomplished a few years ago.
Who do you like in there, Orlando?
Well, I went with the 7, Political Rivalry. He has not been breaking as fast as he did earlier in his career, but his last outing, the way that he just accelerated after the break, broke okay 3rd, but just took off, and by the next call, he was already 3/4 of a length ahead, ended up winning by daylight. Just looks from his overall resume, just the speed of the speed in this race. 5-bar Supreme gets the rail. He's done okay from the rail, so wouldn't count him out. The number 2 horse, SC Time to Run, might be the quickest out of the out of all these horses. Got the 2 posts here. So it's going to be a pretty interesting race, I still think. The 7, Political Rivalry, and that power that he's got in the later stages of the race will carry him through.
Post time for the El Primero del Año Derby tonight, 8:46. You can catch it on FanDuel. Our time's short, Orlando. How about a best bet on the 9 race card tonight?
I'll go with race number 6, number 4, our favorite. 5-1 on the morning line. Eddie Willis left his horse here at Los Alamitos to continue his career here with Oscar Peinado up. When Eddie Willis and Oscar Peinado team up, they win 31% of the time. They've already combined for a victory here on our favorite. He's really, really quick. So if he can get a nice quick start from here with that nice combination of the jockey and trainer, our favorite will be my top selection here in race number 6. He's the number 4 horse here at 5-1, Mike.
Okay, and post time for race 6, 7:32 Pacific. Orlando Gutierrez, great to have you back. Always a pleasure. Good luck tonight there at Los Alamitos Racecourse.
Thanks so much, Mike. Have a great day.
All right, Millie Ball, a little bit under the weather. She'll be back with us next week. Listen, folks, if your plumbing is a little bit under the weather, you don't have to look any further than my good friends at Western Rooter, family-owned since 1981, based in Arcadia. They serve the entire San Gabriel Valley. Go to their website. They've got more than 400 five-star reviews. Over 400 five-star reviews. What more do you need to own? No, rather. Family-owned, community-trusted. Say hello to Larry and John Batalo along with Mike Glenn at Western Rooter. You can give them a call in addition to their website, 626-448-6455. Western Rooter, the best in the West. We'll be right back with top private clocker Toby Terrell from Winner's Card in just a moment. This is Thoroughbred LA on Angels Radio and on the Angels Radio app. So you can see.
Angels Radio,
AM 830.
Hello, I'm Alan Mosna, Toyota of Orange. For over 48 years, we've said you won't get a lemon at Toyota of Orange. That means you're driving a reliable Toyota. It also means you're getting the best deal on every new Toyota in stock. We're talking RAV4, Camry, Tacoma, Corolla, you name it. How have we stayed number one all these years? By turning lemons into oranges. Toyota of Oranges.
Well, you won't get a lemon from Toyota of Orange. Well, you won't get a lemon.
Fans, we have a great day of live racing lined up at Santa Anita Park. Today's racing is highlighted by the $100,000 Sensational Star Stakes going down the Hillside Turf Course. First post time will be 1 p.m. today with gates opening at 11 a.m. First Rewards members, you can stop by and pick up a Collector's Edition Lava Man pin or a Santa Anita polo shirt or both. For the polo shirt, bet at least $100 with your First Rewards card. For the pin, bet at least $50 with your First Reward card. or donate $25 to Old Friends Equine. Our infield is open, so bring out the whole family for food, fun, and fantastic racing, and mark your calendars as we will be bringing you the Grade 1 Santa Anita Derby on April 6th. It's not too soon to get your tickets at santanita.com. Free contests, collector's items, and world-class racing. They all await you here at Santa Anita. It's the Great Race Place.
Hey everybody, if you love pizza, and who doesn't, I've got the place for you. It's Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne at the southwest corner of Foothill Boulevard and D Street next to Stater Brothers. They've got freshly baked, delicious pizza at the best prices you'll find anywhere. Speaking of pricing, check out their hot and ready menu, which includes hot and ready Caesar wings, whole pizza, by the slice, crazy bread, Italian cheese bread, save a taco, eat a pizza at Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne.
Folks, life is about family, friends, and the unforgettable experiences we enjoy together. If you are considering the Hawaiian Islands for that special vacation, a wedding, or perhaps a corporate outing, visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and you can see for yourself what this tremendous new venue located on the island of Hawaii has to offer. When you settle in at the Halualoha Garden and Kitchen, the breathtaking view of the Kona Coast adds a touch of enchantment far, far removed from the everyday stresses and strains of life on the mainland. Nestled on the slopes of the majestic Halualoha volcano, this venue offers guests a remarkable combination of Polynesian dining along with striking natural beauty and world-renowned island charm. With a top-notch chef and a fresh farm-to-kitchen approach, you'll experience island dining that is truly out of this world. Visit our website, HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com, or call 307-461-1450 for complete details, and get ready for the experience of a lifetime at Halualoha Garden and Kitchen.
The best of racing is always at Los Alamitos, with exciting action every Saturday and Sunday night. Coming up at Los Alamitos will be the finals to the Grade 1 Los Alamitos Oaks and the Grade 2 El Primero del Año Derby. The talented filly Asher posted the fastest time to the Oaks, while multiple stakes winner Double Down 1-2-3 and Grade 1 finalist Southern Divine are among the other top contenders. The Oaks final is on Saturday, March 23rd. Meanwhile, in the El Primero, graded stakes winner Political Rivalry and Five Bar Supreme will head the final on Sunday, March 24th. And as always, Los Alamitos will feature night racing's best bets, like our early and late pick fours, with strong pools every racing night. And our $10,000 pick six promo continues on Sunday nights when there's not a carryover. Looking for a great place to enjoy all the weekend action from around the country? The Vessels Club has a table just for you. For reservations, call 714-820-2681. It's the best of racing, always at Los Alamitos.
Hi, Bill Coyne of South Bay Toyota. Whether you shop online at southbaytoyota.com or in person, we'll make it easy for you to save time and money. South Bay Toyota is located just off the 405 freeway at Western Avenue, where Torrance and Gardena meet. South Bay Toyota.
From Hawaii's Big Island, nature has given us Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, derived from a naturally occurring coffee bean that is only found in this precise altitude and climatic setting. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee ensures a perfect start to your day or any cherished moment from sunup to sundown. Every treasured coffee bean is the result of nearly 4 years of nurturing on the 57-acre family farm in the mountains above Halualoha, Hawaii. And unlike many other coffee beans from the Big Island, Uncle Chemo's is estate grade and hand roasted. This means all beans are grown, picked, roasted, and packaged on the farm to ensure the beans are the most balanced and as rich in flavor as possible. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee is now available on the mainland. To place an order, please visit UncleChemo'sKonaCoffee.com and look for our logo on the track and in the winner's circle, along with leading writer Juan Hernandez. Fans, visit our website and you can see for yourself that Uncle Chemo's emanates from a true island paradise. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, you can taste the aloha.
This segment is brought to you by the Bit Tavern in South Arcadia, just off the corner of 10th and Live Oak. Beer me at the Bit.
And welcome back. Final segment, Hour 1, Thoroughbred Los Angeles. Quick reminder, folks, the infield is back open at Santa Anita each and every weekend $5 general admission, kids 17 and under, free of charge. But the infield, a popular destination for families for so many years, it's back open. Take advantage of it. Let's get up to Santa Anita right now. Say hello to Toby Terrell of Winner's Card. The best $5 you're going to spend going to the races, it's also available at casetherace.com. Toby, our time is short. I'm sorry, my friend. Who do you like for radio today?
Mike, let's go with a hot hand of sorts. Race 5, the number 4 horse, Cathkin Peak. Georgie Papapodromo, fresh off a huge win in last night's nightcap. Umberto Rispoli, no introduction needed there. He's on his way to the Kentucky Derby, perhaps. And
yep,
hot hands here on number 4, Cathkin Peak.
Okay, Cathkin Peak, number 4, 3-1 in race 5. Going to be Toby Terrell's best bet of the day. Toby, thank you so much. Enjoy the day. We're fast and firm at Santa Anita. Folks, stay with us. Top agent Brad Pegram going to be with us right at the top of the hour. He represents a guy named Flavion Pratt on 6 live mounts today at the Great Race Place. Stay with us.
A paid program. Opinions expressed are those of the program sponsors and not necessarily the views of AM 830, its owners or management. Angels Radio AM 830, KLAA.
Orange County, Los Angeles, and Inland Empire.
Where Angels baseball lives.
Hi, everybody. This is Juan Hernandez. If you want to break out of the gate fast like I do every morning, do what I do. Have a cup of Uncle Kimo's Kona coffee. Uncle Kimo's. You'll be glad you did.
The following is a paid program. Opinions expressed are those of the program sponsors and not necessarily the views of AM 830, its owners or management.
Hey, everybody, if you've got plumbing needs, commercial or residential, give my good friends at Western Rooter a call. Family-owned and here to help, Western Rooter does it all and does it better 24-7. From clogged drains to complete copper repipes to water heaters, conventional and tankless, Western Rooter is here to help and will solve whatever issues you may have on time and under budget. Western Rooter, serving the Arcadia, Pasadena, and greater L.A. area for more than 3 decades. Call now at 626-448-6455. Mention Thoroughbred LA Radio and save 10% off your total invoice. Western Rooter, the best in the West.
Fans, we have a great day of live racing lined up at Santa Anita Park. Today's racing is highlighted by the $100,000 Sensational Star Stakes going down the Hillside Turf Course. First post time will be 1 p.m. today with gates opening at 11 a.m. First Rewards members, you can stop by and pick up a Collector's Edition Lava Man pin or a Santa Anita polo shirt or both. For the polo shirt, bet at least $100 with your First Rewards card. For the pin, bet at least $50 with your First Reward card or donate $25 to Old Friends Equine. Our infield is open, so bring out the whole family for food, fun, and fantastic racing. And mark your calendars as we will be bringing you the Grade 1 Santa Anita Derby on April 6th. It's not too soon to get your tickets at SantaAnita.com. Free contests, collector's items, and world-class racing. They all await you here at Santa Anita. It's the Great Race Place.
Folks, life is about family, friends, and the unforgettable experiences we enjoy together. If you are considering the Hawaiian Islands for that special vacation, a wedding, or perhaps a corporate outing, visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and you can see for yourself what this tremendous new venue located on the island of Hawaii has to offer. When you settle in at the Halualoha Garden and Kitchen, the breathtaking view of the Kona Coast adds a touch of enchantment far, far removed from the everyday stresses and strains of life on the mainland. Nestled on the slopes of the majestic Halualoha volcano, this venue offers guests a remarkable combination of Polynesian dining along with striking natural beauty and world-renowned island charm. With a top-notch chef and a fresh farm-to-kitchen approach, you'll experience island dining that is truly out of this world. Visit our website, HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com, or call 307-461-1450 for complete details and get ready for the experience of a lifetime at Halualoha Garden and Kitchen. Nearly 50 years ago, Len Ragazin formulated the idea of speed ratings. Today, the Ragazin sheets are still America's premier speed rating product. Who uses Len Ragazin speed ratings? Trainers use the Ragazin sheets to place their horses. Breeders check the Ragazin sheets before making million-dollar decisions. And jockey agents consult the Ragazin sheets when choosing which horse to ride. But most importantly, the Ragazin sheets are used by players like you. The Ragazin sheets are available online at thesheets.com. Our website also offers free introductory material, including an online seminar. You can also receive free introductory material by calling us directly at 212-674-3123. That's the Ragazin sheets at 212-674-3123. Ragazin, the most respected name in racing.
The best of racing is always at Los Alamitos, with exciting action every Saturday and Sunday night. Coming up at Los Alamitos will be the finals to the Grade 1 Los Alamitos Oaks and the Grade 2 El Primero del Año Derby. The talented filly Asher posted the fastest time to the Oaks, while multiple stakes winner Double Down 1-2-3 and Grade 1 finalist Southern Divine are among the other top contenders. The Oaks final is on Saturday, March 23rd. Meanwhile, in the El Primero, graded stakes winner Political Rivalry and Five Bar Supreme will head the final on Sunday, March 24th. And as always, Los Alamitos will feature night racing's best bets, like our early and late pick fours, with strong pools every racing night. And our $10,000 pick six promo continues on Sunday nights when there's not a carryover. Looking for a great place to enjoy all the weekend action from around the country? The Vessels Club has a table just for you. For reservations, call 714-820-2681. It's the best of racing, always at Los Alamitos.
Hey everybody, if you love pizza, and who doesn't, I've got the place for you. It's Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne at the southwest corner of Foothill Boulevard and D Street next to Stater Brothers. They've got freshly baked, delicious pizza at the best prices you'll find anywhere. Speaking of pricing, check out their hot and ready menu, which includes hot and ready Caesar wings, whole pizza, by the slice, crazy bread, Italian cheese bread, save a taco, eat a pizza at Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne.
There they go. O'Hara lost the rider. Native Diver is going to the front. Gamely and Rising Market nose and nose, and Gamely is the winner by a nose. Rising
Puppetry has the weight advantage. Farm Away has the class. Which one's going to win it? Farm Away, Marquetry, Farm Away.
It's Thoroughbred Los Angeles, hosted by Mike Wilman. Thoroughbred Los Angeles is brought to you by World Class Racing at Spectacular Santa Anita, now through June 16th. By Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee. Take it from top jock Juan Hernandez. Uncle Chemo's, you'll be glad you did. By David Wilson's Toyota of Orange, South Bay Toyota, and Villa Ford of Orange. Come see their great selection of new and used vehicles and experience David Wilson's world-class customer service. By the luxurious Halu Aloha Garden and Kitchen overlooking the majestic Kona Coast on the island of Hawaii. Visit HaluAlohaGardenAndKitchen.com and make your reservations now for the event of a lifetime. By the Ragazin Sheets, get past the obvious and get the information you need to win. Get the Ragazin Sheets. By the Derby Room at Fairplex Park. Great food, great customer service, and free parking and admission at the Derby Room. By the California Thoroughbred Breeders Association. It pays to own and breed in California. By Legacy Ranch, where stands the Red Hot Sire, Clubhouse Ride, and Straight Fire. By Bruce Finkelstein's BetOnBruce.com. By the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa in Las Vegas. Call Steve Johnson and make your reservations now at 866-780-RACE. By Endeavor Farm, owned by Mark Sakalakis in Versailles, Kentucky. And by Western Rooter, the best in the West. Now, here's Mike Wilman.
Thank you, and once again, a very pleasant good morning, everybody. Great to have you with us, and boy, it's just great to be heading into spring now. An eight-race card today at Santa Anita. First post time, 1 o'clock, as I mentioned there, as we wrapped up hour one. Hey, if you got families, friends, whatever, if you want to try and, you know, catch some sun, the infield is open now the rest of the way through mid-June, every Saturday and Sunday. at Santa Anita. $5 general admission. It's a great deal out there off Colorado Place. As advertised, we're joined now by top jockey agent Brad Pegram. He represents a couple of guys by the name of Flavion Pratt, and he's, of course, got the veteran Hall of Famer Mike Smith. Brad Pegram, good morning. Nice to have you with us. Thanks for taking time.
Good morning, Mike. It's good to be here as always. Thank you.
What a day in New Orleans for Flavion Pratt in combination with Brad Cox. I just want to get your thoughts, you know, watching the races from afar. First of all, Tarifa in the Oaks. I mean, she had to battle, but wow, this is a top-quality filly. Now, you know, you talk to top riders, top agents. They typically don't like to give away final calls for the Derby until late. But did you give a call away for the Kentucky Oaks, Brad?
No, we haven't done anything there yet. You know, I've spoke to Brad, but nothing set in stone. And, you know, she obviously ran really well yesterday. You know, very happy with her and her effort and the way she ran. So
had to be.
But no, not yet.
Now, as you're watching the race, the Louisiana Derby, I mean, it looked a little bleak early on, did it, Knight? I mean, you win last to first, but your thoughts as the race unfolded.
Well, yeah, you never want to see you get pinched back that far early on, and then when they put up the fractions for the half mile, you know, they weren't going real fast. But I could also see that he was loaded with horse back there, just, you know, just kind of waiting and gradually, you know, picking it back up. But, yeah, no, ideally that's not where you want to be, but that's how it worked out. He rode the horse with a ton of confidence, and it worked out.
And it worked out is right. I don't know if you caught the interview Joaquin Jaime did with your jock in his street clothes. They held up the Uber. He was going to be on his way to the airport. I thought Joaquin did a great job, and it was nice of Flavion to give him the time. Did you catch that interview?
I did catch it, and I heard Joaquin later on say that he was betting on that he did not make the flight, so he lost his bet. He did make the flight.
Well, had he missed it, I think it was early enough that he could have worked things out, maybe patchwork with different connections, but he's back in time certainly to ride today. You're on six, starting with the first race, but before we get to a couple of mounts today, what about the Santa Anita Derby now? Less than 2 weeks away. I assume you're committed there.
No, actually, as of right now, he's going to be riding at Keeneland that day.
There's
a bunch of stakes at Keeneland, and that's where we'll, as of now, where he's going to be there that day.
Now, speaking, Brad, of Keeneland, and nothing, this is nothing new for Flavion Pratt and yourself. He's going to be getting back there full time. In short order, tell us about what lies ahead for the summer, or the spring, I should say, into the summer with Flavion Pratt.
Well, he'll ride here at Santa Anita today, and then he goes back to Oaklawn next week and rides there Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Comes back, his very last day at Santa Anita will be Sunday the 31st. And then we'll start back at Keeneland on April 5th, ride there in Kentucky up until the Derby. After the Derby, then we'll head back to New York and be in New York for the spring summer back there.
Straight through Saratoga, maybe the odd stake at Del Mar, we hope, fingers crossed.
Correct.
Yeah. Brad, you're doing a great job with Flavion. We've talked before about his just inherent competitiveness and obviously great God-given talent, but, I mean, he is the complete total package.
Yes, he is. You know, I always say he gets an A in every category.
Right.
To add what you're saying, yeah, he's very competitive, extremely competitive, very professional. You know, he'll take the extra step, the extra mile to win races. You know, ride good horses. He's willing to do whatever's necessary to be at the top of the game.
Brad, I mentioned you're on six today. Just want to ask you about a couple of them. The sixth race today, obviously we'd like larger fields, but this is amazing, I think. Now, these are maidens 3, 4, and 5 years of age, a field of five, and, Brad, three of them are $1 million purchases. These are, colts, horses, what have you. You're on one of them, Normandy Landing. for Bob Baffert. This will be his third start. You rode him first time out, off at 9-2, and hey, no disgrace, well beaten by Maimon, but I got to believe this horse is rounding into maybe his best effort today.
Yeah, he's a nice horse, you know. Obviously, you know, anytime you're for Bob, you're going to be live. His horses are all good. So, yeah, I would look for that horse to run a big race today, absolutely.
We talked earlier today about Black Pink for Phil D'Amato. You know, came here lightly raced an Irish bred filly, first out winner in a big 14-horse field in Ireland, came here, was 2-1, and then it ended up breaking slow, was a pretty well-beaten fourth on February 23rd. You've got the call for the first time today, stretching out, moving to the grass, Black Pink at 4-1, no question, a very live commodity in today's eighth and final, Brad.
Yeah, I'd have to say the horse is very live today. You know, was on the dirt last time, and I would have to guess that the grass is going to be much more suited. I'd look for that horse to run a big race today.
Brett, if you don't mind, I want to drill down a little bit with the itinerary for your jocks. You mentioned Flavion back to Oaklawn next week. He's got one more day here at Santa Anita the way it shakes out now.
Correct. Today and next Sunday.
Yeah, today, of course.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And then going to Kentucky, then New York. I want to ask you about Mike Smith, a Hall of Fame rider. We all know he can still do it, but, you know, we got a problem with inventory, and it's just, you know, he's later in his career. What are Mike's plans right now?
Mike will stay here in California. You know, he's got a home down in Carlsbad as well as up here, so he spends a lot of time there. You know, Mike will, you know, mainly stay in California, but he will ship out some for some, you know, stakes back east.
Right, right. Well, Brad, hey, thanks for your time. What an incredible day yesterday for Brad Cox there at the fairgrounds in New York, you know, or in fairgrounds in New Orleans, winning the Oaks and the Louisiana Derby back there. So congrats to you. Great job. And I got to believe you're happy with the way this meet has gone.
Yeah, no, the meet has gone really well. Love Santa Anita. I don't think that there's a prettier racetrack in the country. So it's always great to be here. And the meet has gone very well, yes.
I just got a text, if you don't mind, from Craig Lewis. He's going to be a couple of minutes late joining us. So I got to do what we call pad a little bit, if you don't mind. What about your Uncle Mike now? Very active up on the backside of Lake Tahoe. He's got the Carson Valley Inn. Your dad's helping him out. What's going on up there?
He's just in the casino business up there. He has that Carson Valley Inn. He has another place called Tamarack that's in downtown Reno. Mm-hmm. As well as a place called Bodine's, and there's another one.
Sharky's
World, maybe it's called. Oh, Sharky's as well. Yeah.
So yeah.
He's in the gaming business there in the Carson City area, and
loving, you know, it.
And loving it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Loving it.
I mean, he's good at it, is he not?
He is. He's very good at it. But you know, he's one of those guys. He's good at everything. So
it's amazing, isn't it?
Yes. Just very. Smart, aggressive, you know, so, yeah.
Well, speaking of that, I mean, you ever talk to him? What does he have any suggestions for all of us here in California right now? I mean, we're facing some real serious stuff, as you know, Brad.
Yeah, you know, I've never really spoken with that kind of stuff with him. You know, it's, you know, obviously things aren't going in the right direction. Hopefully we can get things turned around because it's such a, you know, just what the name is, the Great Race Place. So hopefully things can get back on a good track here soon.
Well, yeah, I mean, look, we keep saying this, we need inventory. And I mentioned earlier, I talked to Bob Baffert a couple of days ago, and you know, it's like without an additional source to fund these purses, this is what we're up against, like, you know, in Arkansas, Kentucky. It's tougher than ever to be competitive with our purses. Now we have this situation where the board ruled in favor of a racing situation at Pleasanton. A lot of folks down here, Del Mar, Santa Anita, had hoped that we could consolidate and get the big share of the wagering dollar to make us the host track here, either Santa Anita, Los Alamitos, or Del Mar, to try and get our purses up to make us make this a sustainable enterprise. So big, big question marks, and I know you don't have the answers, neither do I, Brad, but there's a lot of reason for concern. I want to wish you all the best. I know you're going to be loaded at Churchill Downs come Derby week. We're looking forward to it with Flavion Pratt and hopefully Mike Smith as well.
Well, thank you. It's definitely an exciting time in racing this time of year, so looking forward to it as well.
Terrific. Thanks for your time. Appreciate it, Brad.
All right, you got it, Mike. Take care.
All right, let's get to the phones. We've got Craig Lewis a little bit earlier. Craig, good morning.
Good morning, Mike.
Good morning. I saw your note. I thought we couldn't go till you till 20 after the hour, but pretty sure it's you. We got you, right?
Yes, sir.
All right. First things first. I mentioned Legacy Ranch earlier. Your stud, you along with the Seidner family, you guys own Clubhouse Ride. You trained him, of course. He made over $1 million on the track. What an absolutely magnificent sire. Now, a lot of people are looking at the CHRB ruling on Thursday in different ways. I know there's people in the breeding industry, Pete Perella, for hearing from him. He thinks that we need a viable North to maintain the breeding industry statewide. Do you have any strong thoughts either way, Craig?
Well, Pete's a very knowledgeable person about breeding, so I would pay attention to him. And, you know, I think to be competitive in racing, that there should be multiple places to run.
Right.
That's one good thing they have on the East Coast compared to California.
Oh, yeah.
They have multiple racetracks that trainers can choose to run their horses at. So here we're kind of stuck on an island. If you don't like it, you got nowhere to go. And if they don't like you, you really have nowhere to go.
Yes. Now more so than ever, Craig. Let's talk about Clubhouse Ride. How many winners does he have to meet now? Is it 19?
My understanding is it's 20, but it's close. And he's been terrific, obviously. And his offspring are way ahead in money won as well.
Right. Well, if
it's a terrific stud, terrific.
When it comes to numbers, if you're a jock agent or a stallion owner, you round up. So we'll go with 20. Legacy Ranch, located near Sacramento in Clements, California. Folks, as you hear in the ad, give Terry Knight a call, the farm manager up there. He was an outstanding trainer at the track in his own right, son of Shea Knight. The number to call for stallion bookings, any general questions about the farm. They specialize up there, you know, in equine care, in foaling and developing your horses, equine training and breeding, a 5/8-mile training track. Give Terry Knight a call at 510-928-4980. And I know Clubhouse Ride has got a full book, but as you and I have talked privately, Craig, just think if we had a quote-unquote normal business situation in this state, it would be absolutely off the chart how many mares you'd be turning away.
Oh, for sure. And you know, Terry does a fabulous job, and he screens some of the mares. But all in all, he's quite a shot in the arm for California racing.
Well, let's talk about the sensational star. We had Blaine Wright on earlier. He's got a comebacker coming in from Golden Gate Fields named Clovis Connection on the outside. You have the morning line favorite, a son of Square Eddie, in Catalina Eddie with Kazushi Kimura. And, I mean, this horse, Craig, he's never been better. Comes off a nice win down the hillside in an A other than allowance. Boy, this looks like a good spot for a sharp horse on the increase, on the improve, I should say.
Well, he's definitely going in the right direction, and we're very hopeful that he's this kind of horse. We're going to find out today in the seventh race. Mm-hmm. If he belongs here. So we'll see what happens. But his last race was impressive. He really fought it out.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did. Able to get up and win by a half length. You know, we talked earlier with Brad Pegram about the competitiveness of Flavion Pratt. I've seen quite a bit of Kazushi Kimura the last couple of years here. Perennial leading rider now up at Woodbine. He'll be heading back up there in not too long. But you talk about competitive. This kid lives it, breathes it. This is what he is as a race rider.
He's really a good rider, tries hard every time, and a really nice person. So
yeah,
it's a pleasure for me to ride him.
Okay, looking at the race, X's and O's, any just general thoughts going into it, Craig, the way this the sensational start today could shake out?
Well, Clovis Connection has speed.
And is fresh, yeah.
It's fresh, so I'm assuming they're going to try to go with him. Catalina Eddie also has a lot of speed if we want to use it, but we tried to get him to rate. He's going to be tactically situated, and we just hope he's good enough when the running starts.
Well stated. Craig Lewis, thanks for your time. Always a pleasure, and wish you all the best with Clubhouse Ride. Again, folks, if you've got mares and you haven't made your plans yet, it's there's plenty of time left, believe me. Give Terry Knight a call up at Legacy Ranch in Clemens, California, near Sacramento, 510-928-4980. Craig Lewis, all the best today. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Mike. Always a pleasure to talk to you.
Exactly. Likewise, Craig. Let's stay with the phones, and we'll stay at Santa Anita and say hello to Andy Harrington on behalf of NationalTurf.com. Hey, Andy, good morning. How are you?
Excellent. How are you doing, Mike?
Good. Typical busy good. Sunday out there?
Yeah, yeah. Everything's good out here. Weather's clear, a little windy, but, yeah, the activity is sharp.
What about the traffic you're seeing on the inner training track? And we just... You know, that was an $8 million expenditure to bring the Tapita in. It's open, but not quite yet for breezers. But just with your eye, is it getting busier out there with joggers and gallopers?
Yeah, now that they can gallop the correct way, because they were just walking the opposite direction for up until last week. So now they can kind of go the normal way. I see a lot more activity out there. You know, for the most part, though, the horses are staying on the main track right now. So, and obviously for works, I'm not sure when they're going to green light works, but I guess it's going to happen presently. So it was just, as I understood it, took a month or so for this the surface to settle and to become, you know, level out, I guess, is what would be the way I define it. So, we'll see. I'm not sure. Phil D'Amato's name and Neil Drysdale work almost all the horse on the training track when it was a sandy track.
Yeah.
I assume they're going to go back and work on it as a synthetic. I don't see any reason why not. So, I think it's a great surface to train on. Horses don't get body sore. It's much kinder on them. And for turf horses, who sometimes can kind of sink into our dirt and kind of struggle a little bit, they kind of skip over the top of it. And I think it's much better on their mentality and their physicality. So I think it'll be a boom for turf horses around here especially.
You know, Andy, I respect your opinion, your judgment. And Blaine Wright was on an hour one, and he pretty much echoed, or you're echoing, I should say, what he had to say. He really raved about training over the synthetic, and in his case, it's primarily over the Tapita at Golden Gate. But he sent his horse down, Clovis Connection, and this horse has been out on the training track since arrival at Santa Anita, I guess a couple of days ago. All right, let's get to it. Who do you like for radio today, anywhere on the card, Andy?
Hard today. And the number four horse in here is from the aforementioned Phil D'Amato barge. Horse called Black Pink, they tried it on the dirt, and I don't think the way the horse looks or moves, it's really a dirt horse. So they go to the grass today. Came out with a really nice drill with a horse called, out of D'Amato's barn, called Gold Phoenix in her last drill. And she held her own really well when that horse has won multiple stakes around here. I think it's definitely a grass horse. Goes to Flavian Pratt, which is the number one guy down in Phil's barn. 4-1 isn't the world, but we'll take it in here if we can get all of that. I just think you can just draw a line to the first race. It was against, you know, she showed speed, which is good. I mean, for a turf horse coming from Europe, and she's got some handiness to her. So we're going to go with the number four, so near Black Pink from the Phil D'Amato barn, from the Little Red Feather outfit, too.
Exactly, along with Valerie Nafee. That's the eighth race, number four, Black Pink, Irish bred, making her second career start today for Phil D'Amato, first time Flavian Pratt. Andy, I'm going to get a little bit greedy. I mentioned the sixth race today, a short field, three-year-olds through five horses, three of them are $1 million colts, $1 million purchases. who do you like in here? The 9-5 favorite is Ashcroft.
Yeah, I'm going to there's Ashcroft's the favorite, and there's two Baffert horses in here, the number one Lake Superior and the four Normandy Landing. I'm going to go with the number two horse, the Sheriff's horse, Feisman, who's a $1.1 million purchase, as you mentioned. I think they kind of just gave it the first race. It was 7 furlongs. His horse showed speed. They didn't abuse it when it got tired in the lane. I come back with two easy drills. Antonio Fresu sticks along with this horse. I think it'll be a much fitter animal. And I've always liked the way this horse trains. It really, obviously, for $1 million-plus, he is definitely a gorgeous-looking horse. And I think this is obviously what I think it wants to do, which is going long either on turf or on dirt. And we get it today. Both Baffert horses, they're solid horses, but I think they're more in the B squad down there. One of them could win for sure, but they're not the A squad. So we're going to go with the Theismann in here. I don't know what price we're going to get. This is a 5-horse field, and a lot of the morning line is kind of close together. It could shake out any different way. So
Theismann, a 4-year-old now, colt by Quality Road, sold for a little bit over $1 million as a yearling at Keeneland. Owned by Lee and Susan Searing's CRK stable, along with Dixiana Farms, who are listed as the breeder. John Sheriff's Antonio Fresu, who's at a terrific meet, going to be Andy Harrington's top selection in race 6. And Theismann, again, 5-2 on John White's morning line. Tell us about the website, nationalturf.com, Andy.
Just go on there, and you can get a scouting report on all the horses that I've seen in the mornings. Give you some grades and try to point you in positive and negative directions for a little more information for your handicapping arsenal, so to speak.
Terrific. Andy, thanks so much. Appreciate the time.
Take it easy, Mike. Thank you.
You do the same. Hey, listen, we talked about Pete and Evelyn Perella's Legacy Ranch. You can also catch Pete on occasion out at the Derby Room at Fairplex Park. Just a great place to go. Bob Ike is there on occasion. Out if you're the gateway to the Inland Empire there, 210, and you get off at Fruit Street, you come down, that becomes White Avenue. They're right there at Arrow Highway and White, as you know. Free parking and admission every day at the Derby Room. They have enough clerks on, a ton of self-service machines, a great food and beverage presentation along with audio-visual. That's the Derby Room in Pomona. And don't forget, if you're out that way, on your way home, save a taco, eat a pizza at Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne. We're going to step aside, coming back strong with Bet on Bruce Finkelstein from Las Vegas and much, much more. This is Thoroughbred LA on Angels Radio, AM 830, and on the Angels Radio app. Attention California owners and breeders, if you're looking to improve the way you operate and a way to successfully approach and assess all major sales in Kentucky, if you're looking for new and better opportunities to own, breed, and race, take a look at Endeavor Farm, located on 185 acres in Versailles, Kentucky, in the heart of the bluegrass. Owned by longtime and highly respected Southern California owner-trainer Mark Sakalakis, Endeavor Farm can put you in the game. Participating at all major sales with a foundational basis and strategy for getting your babies ready. For devising breeding strategies with ready access to a wide variety of some of the world's top stallions and breeding farms. Fellow owners and breeders, it's obvious our industry in California is at a turning point. Let Mark Sakalakis and his highly skilled team of men and women point you to a better and potentially more profitable future at Endeavor Farm in Versailles, Kentucky. Visit EndeavorFarmKY.com now, and you can make your first move to a brighter future in thoroughbred racing. That's EndeavorFarmKY.com.
Want to bet your favorite horse but can't make it to the racebook? South Point Casino's racebook has the answer.
Come in and sign up for the Nevada Racebook mobile app. For just a $50 minimum deposit, you'll have the racebook right at your fingertips, no matter where you are in Nevada. It's convenient, fun, and easy to use. When you do have time to visit, South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service, bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. Whether you want to come in or play from the comfort of your home, South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
Attention Inland Empire racing fans. Watching and wagering on the races just got easier. The Derby Room located at Fairplex Park is open and ready to serve you. Watch and wager in the newly renovated Derby Room on races across the country starting at 9 a.m. each Wednesday through Sunday. Televisions throughout the Derby Room will keep you up to date on all sporting events. Add in great food and a great atmosphere and you'll have the ultimate horse player experience. For upcoming promotions, go to thederbyroom.com. Thederbyroom.com. See you at the Derby Room, 2201 North White Avenue in Pomona.
From Hawaii's Big Island, nature has given us Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, derived from a naturally occurring coffee bean that is only found in this precise altitude and climatic setting. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee ensures a perfect start to your day or any cherished moment from sunup to sundown. Every treasured coffee bean is the result of nearly 4 years of nurturing on the 57-acre family farm in the mountains above Halu'aloha, Hawaii. And unlike many other coffee beans from the Big Island, Uncle Chemo's is estate grade and hand roasted. This means all beans are grown, picked, roasted, and packaged on the farm to ensure the beans are the most balanced and as rich in flavor as possible. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee is now available on the mainland. To place an order, please visit UncleChemo'sKonaCoffee.com and look for our logo on the track and in the winner's circle along with leading writer Juan Hernandez. Fans, visit our website and you can see for yourself that Uncle Chemo's emanates from a true island paradise. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, you can taste the aloha. Folks, life is about family, friends, and the unforgettable experiences we enjoy together. If you are considering the Hawaiian Islands for that special vacation, a wedding, or perhaps a corporate outing, visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and you can see for yourself what this tremendous new venue located on the island of Hawaii has to offer. When you settle in at the Halu'aloha Garden and Kitchen, the breathtaking view of the Kona Coast adds a touch of enchantment far, far removed from the everyday stresses and strains of life on the mainland. Nestled on the slopes of the majestic Halu'aloha volcano, this venue offers guests a remarkable combination of Polynesian dining along with striking natural beauty and world-renowned island charm. With a top-notch chef and a fresh farm-to-kitchen approach, you'll experience island dining that is truly out of this world. Visit our website, HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com, or call 307-461-1450 for complete details and get ready for the experience of a lifetime at Halu'aloha Garden and Kitchen.
Located in the small town of Clements, Legacy Ranch offers 145 beautifully manicured acres designed specifically for breeding, raising, and training of the competitive racehorse. Large irrigated pastures and private grass paddocks provide the optimum environment for your mares and offspring. The newly renovated 5/8 of a mile training track, supervised by well-known track man Richard Tedesco, provides a safe surface to start your young horses on their way. Stallion Clubhouse Ride continues to produce sound, durable offspring that handle all distances and surfaces. Stallion Straight Fire was an outstanding juvenile himself and is passing along his early speed and precocity. Contact Farm Manager Terry Knight at 510-928-4980 for stallion bookings or to schedule a tour, or check out the online farm tour at LegacyRanchInc.com. Get your program started the right way at Legacy Ranch. You'll be glad you did.
Hi, everybody. This is Juan Hernandez. If you want to break out of the gate fast like I do every morning, do what I do. Have a cup of Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee. Uncle Chemo's, you'll be glad you did.
Mercy, mercy, mercy. All things and what they do.
used to be. What about this overcrowded town? How much more we use from San Francisco?
Welcome back, folks. Hour 2, Thurber, Los Angeles. And as I know you know, we are brought to you in part by the Wilson Automotive Group, tremendous supporters of our game and of this show for so, so many years. David Wilson's Toyota of Orange, South Bay Toyota, and David Wilson's Villa Ford of Orange. I can tell you my youngest son, Matt, he's in the U.S. Navy, stationed in San Diego. 3 years now. He got an active duty military discount at Toyota of Orange a week ago yesterday, and a tremendous deal on a brand new Toyota Camry, an unbeatable deal on financing with good credit, of course. Folks, get into Toyota of Orange or any of the Wilson Automotive stores. Inventory's up. Financing is very reasonable at the moment. Who knows which way that could go? But go to their website, Toyota of Orange or South Bay Toyota or Villa Ford of Orange, and start looking around for maybe something that you want to get involved with. Again, the Wilson Automotive Group, I cannot say enough about their customer service, their follow-through, and everything they bring to the table. As you know, folks, with new cars, you get on the Internet, and the pricing is pretty much what the pricing is everywhere. But they make a difference at Toyota of Orange. You'll be glad you did mention it. Mention us, rather, Thoroughbred LA, when you get over there. All right, let's get up to Las Vegas right now and say hello to Bruce Finkelstein on behalf of BetOnBruce.com. Hey, Bruce, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Mike. What's going on, man?
A whole lot. I want you to weigh in on the CHRB thing this past Thursday, and you're a guy on the record in the camp of, hey, we do need to consolidate and get additional purse money flowing to Southern California to try and save the situation. But your thoughts on what you heard or what you think shook out?
I think there, you know, were mistakes made, and I don't agree with the plan going forward. Look, the product isn't there in Northern California. You need bettors. By the way, that's something that's never mentioned. The gamblers, the bettors. Where does all of a sudden they think at Pleasanton there's going to be attractive betting for the fans around the country, Mike? You know, it's a struggle to get handle at Golden Gate. And by the way, there was a mention that the handle goes down after Golden Gate closes, right? When it goes
yes,
to Pleasanton
it does.
At the fair.
Yeah.
So it's going to go down further. And here's something else that's not mentioned too much. Those dates, mid-October to mid-December, when they run at Golden Gate typically, you have grass racing there. Where are those horses going to go? They can't run at Pleasanton. No grass course at Pleasanton. There's also an emigration of horses that will go back to, and some of them are Blaine Wright's horses, by the way, will go back to Emerald. So they're going to be dealing with a lower horse population there. I don't think there's going to be attractive races to bet on. It sounds like a great idea until you put it out there and the and there's no bettors to play. So I don't think they're going to get the handle. I know John mentioned that earlier, to hit their projections. I don't think they're going to be anywhere near the projections. It's an inevitability. It's sad that this has happened, but we cannot have year-round racing in two circuits in California. Not enough horses to go around, and the product has to improve. Sometimes you have to contract to make the product better, and the product is watered down when you go Northern California. And by the way, there was a stat that Blaine Wright brought up, which I disagree with. He said that, well, the horses haven't done well. The Northern California horses haven't done well here, so forget it. They're never going to do well. Well, they do well during Del Mar.
That's very true.
When they went right at a tough meeting at Del Mar, they do very well. There has been not a very little participation of Northern California horses. One trainer, Ed Moger, has had a terrible meeting, let's face it.
Yeah.
He's 1-for-50 at this meeting. Typically, he wouldn't be that, but that's really comprising most of the starts in Northern California horses has been from one trainer.
You're right about
California.
That.
Mm-hmm. So don't listen. You know, you're going to get propaganda. I'm sorry. That's not the full picture. There has been a little or no commitment for Northern California runners to come here. Let's see. Now, if we went a year and the horses didn't produce, that's one thing. It's never actually been tried or tested. So I think that they're going to have a real trouble making this a go. And I think eventually, I do think you're going to see a lot of Northern California, horses come here, especially grass horses over there. And then we'll see. I think they can more than hold their own if spotted properly.
Yeah, but I really have to agree that in this sense, as I said to Blaine Wright, I think the easiest thing that got done was the racing board, giving them tentative approval for the race meet. Now, there's a lot of detail that they're going to have to come with for the commissioners to vote on again, Bruce. But this is going to be an incredibly heavy lift. I've said that several times. I mean, I know you're dealing from Realville, and you're also a guy, for the record, you love playing Northern California sure. racing. You have for
I
years.
Do. And I'll be honest, my play is going to shrink down to almost zero once we go there. I think that you're going to see the racing quality fall off to some extent. I don't think anybody will argue that point. The horse population will fall off, which is already, 800 horses, Mike, they have in Northern California? Mm-hmm. That they can't afford to lose anybody. They're going to run 3 days a week. I have my doubts. I really do. I think a robust, fair season there, having 4 months of racing, 3-4 months of racing there would work.
Bruce, I got to jump in. From their standpoint, fair racing without the host fees, it probably just doesn't pencil out for them, you see? In other words, they're going to get that money that's bet on Del Mar. They're going to get that money that's bet on Saratoga from those brick-and-mortar satellites up north, you see? They, meaning the South. But if the North doesn't have that, it's I think it's untenable.
Yeah, well, I don't know the details of that much.
Well, that's the big issue.
If they can make some kind of agreement to get more, of a share just for the fair months, okay?
Right.
There could be a compromise there.
Yeah.
I think they could do fairly well. And I don't buy that their fair, if they close down, that their fairs wouldn't do well. I don't think it would be that big a difference at all. The horses from Golden Gate that are cheaper, the lower horses would still stay up north to run in the fairs. So,
Bruce, I'm talking about the money bet.
The money, I get it. And
yeah.
I think that, Mike, is that
there's more money bet on Del Mar and Saratoga than those fairs. That's just
it. Well, there is now, too, right? When they run to the doesn't that happen every year, basically?
What the proposal was from down here was that the South would be considered the host track for those monies bet. You see, on that
right.
racing, not on the fairs.
Well,
but
like I said, if there could be a compromise and the money can stay up there during that time of the year, I don't know. I don't know all the particulars on the finances on that. All I know as a handicapper, as a gambler, and I don't think they are going to get handle.
Interesting.
Bruce,
we're up against the clock now, but I've enjoyed the conversation. Want to be balanced and. And I know how you felt about it. Let's go to Golden Gate, 7 races, and because it's 7, they do start a little bit later, I believe, 1:45 first post. Who do you like for radio?
Let's go to the 5th race, Mike. A horse that I thought ran very well last out is the 1, Love Candy, the rail horse in the 5th race. He's an up-close kind of steady horse who blew the start. He had a poor start, and when that happens, and the pace is slow, like it was last time out, you're up against it. Bletchley Park, a very sharp horse, got a soft trip right up near the lead. Mike, he made a race of it, did Love Candy. Almost got there. He almost got the win beaten a half a length. With a little bit of break today, I'm not saying he'll be on the lead, but he should be real close, if not maybe perhaps even making the lead. He draws the rail, looking for a better start out of him. 5th race, the 1, Love Candy, 6-1 on the morning line.
Post time for race 5 at Golden Gate, listed 3:53 Pacific. Bruce, tell us what's up at betonbruce.com.
We have full card analysis at Santa Anita, if you want me to roll a pick real quick, Mike. And we have late races from Gulfstream Park, also late races from Golden Gate, and audio is also included.
8 of them here at Santa Anita. Who do you like, Bruce?
How about, and I know everyone's tackling this race. I'm going to go with a different runner here in the 8th race, the rail horse, Highlands. Won its first 2 route races from off the pace on the grass. I think the last 2 races has been in maybe spots that haven't been as favorable. Ran in the Blue Northern Stakes against a very good horse by the name of Maduro. Kind of backed up that day up close to the pace and then sprinted last time out. I think this is what she wants to do, Mike. She wants to route on the grass. She can close, and at a race filled with front-running types, I think she could be the trip horse. So in race eight, I like the rail Highlands at 8-1 on the morning line.
Hey, Bruce, enjoyed the conversation. Thank you, sir.
Take care, man.
All right, good luck today. Bob Mazursky standing by patiently. Hey, Bob, I see you got Catalina Eddy in the Sensational Stars, your best bet in print. Who's it going to be for radio?
I just like the way he won last time. He beat Open Company last time. Now he's back with Cowbridge. He loves the hill, so I think he can win right back.
Catalina Eddy, 3-1 favorite on John White's morning line, and that'll be today's seventh and featured Sensational Star coming off the Hillside Turf Course. Hey, Bob, thanks for being patient. Appreciate it, and hope you're feeling better.
Thanks, Mike. Take care.
I appreciate it. We're going to take our final time out, and coming back strong, Toby Callett from South Florida, Jonathan Hardoon, take two from Saratoga Springs, New York. On behalf of the Rags and Sheets, this is Thoroughbred LA. Don't go away.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
Fans, we have a great day of live racing lined up at Santa Anita Park. Today's racing is highlighted by the $100,000 Sensational Star Stakes going down the Hillside Turf Course. First post time will be 1 p.m. today with gates opening at 11 a.m. First Rewards members, you can stop by and pick up a Collector's Edition Lava Man pin or a Santa Anita polo shirt or both. For the polo shirt, bet at least $100 with your First Rewards card. For the pin, bet at least $50 with your First Reward card or donate $25 to Old Friends Equine. Our infield is open, so bring out the whole family for food, fun, and fantastic racing, and mark your calendars as we will be bringing you the Grade 1 Santa Anita Derby on April 6th. It's not too soon to get your tickets at SantaAnita.com. Free contests, collector's items, and world-class racing. They all await you here at Santa Anita. It's the great race place.
From Hawaii's Big Island, nature has given us Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, derived from a naturally occurring coffee bean that is only found in this precise altitude and climatic setting. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee ensures a perfect start to your day or any cherished moment from sunup to sundown. Every treasured coffee bean is the result of nearly 4 years of nurturing on the 57-acre family farm in the mountains above Halu'aloha, Hawaii. And unlike many other coffee beans from the Big Island, Uncle Chemo's is estate grade and hand roasted. This means all beans are grown, picked, roasted, and packaged on the farm to ensure the beans are the most balanced and as rich in flavor as possible. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee is now available on the mainland. To place an order, please visit UncleChemo'sKonaCoffee.com and look for our logo on the track and in the winner's circle along with leading writer Juan Hernandez. Fans, visit our website and you can see for yourself that Uncle Chemo's emanates from a true island paradise. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, you can taste the aloha.
Hey everybody, if you love pizza, and who doesn't, I've got the place for you. It's Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne at the southwest corner of Foothill Boulevard and D Street next to Stater Brothers. They've got freshly baked, delicious pizza at the best prices you'll find anywhere. Speaking of pricing, check out their hot and ready menu, which includes hot and ready Caesar wings, whole pizza, by the slice, crazy bread, Italian cheese bread, save a taco, eat a pizza at Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne.
The best of racing is always at Los Alamitos, with exciting action every Saturday and Sunday night. Coming up at Los Alamitos will be the finals to the Grade 1 Los Alamitos Oaks and the Grade 2 El Primero del Año Derby. The talented filly Asher posted the fastest time to the Oaks, while multiple stakes winner Double Down 1-2-3 and Grade 1 finalist Southern Divine are among the other top contenders. The Oaks final is on Saturday, March 23rd. Meanwhile, in the El Primero, graded stakes winner Political Rivalry and Five Bar Supreme will head the final on Sunday, March 24th. And as always, Los Alamitos will feature night racing's best bets, like our early and late pick fours, with strong pools every racing night. And our $10,000 pick six promo continues on Sunday nights when there's not a carryover. Looking for a great place to enjoy all the weekend action from around the country? The Vessels Club has a table just for you. For reservations, call 714-820-2681. It's the best of racing, always at Los Alamitos.
From Golden Gate to Santa Anita to Del Mar, and everywhere racing is conducted in California, Bruce Finkelstein's Bet on Bruce has you covered. full card selections available every racing day at betonbruce.com. Get advice on multi-wager ticket structures and improve your return on investment with Bruce Finkelstein's betonbruce.com. Bet on experience. betonbruce.com.
This segment is brought to you by the Bit Tavern in South Arcadia, just off the corner of 10th and Live Oak. Beer me at the Bit.
Folks, welcome back. Final segment, Thoroughbred Los Angeles, and once again, a programming note. It's Angels-Dodgers at Dodger Stadium today. I think they tip off at 4:10 this afternoon. Angels on deck with Trent Rush. What a great job he does. He handled the play-by-play yesterday, that final game from Arizona. He'll be along to host Angels on deck at 3:30 right here on the home of the Angels, AM 830, and on the Angels radio app. Let's get to South Florida and say hello to Toby Callett on behalf of TobyCallett.com. Hey, Toby, good morning. How are you?
I'm great, Mike, and in the vein of the song you just played, what's going on?
What's going on is a very good question. I don't have the answers. That's why I have people like you and John Hardoon on speed dial.
All right, there you go. I appreciate that. Well, you, if you
that's called a duck, Toby, by the way.
All right. You're the host. You're entitled to call any audible you want.
Thank you.
It's all good.
Well, listen, we got 10 races today at Gulfstream. What's the weather like down there?
Well, the weather's okay, but we got all tapetted yesterday, and all the turf is off again today. There's only 3 dirt races. I did those for the sheet. So as advertised in the past, I'm going to come out your way.
Good.
And I'm going to go to the seventh race. I'm going to go through the downhill. And in there, I like the 7 Clovis Connection, the Northern California Shipper, open outside box. I think he'll be gone from the start. On the chase will be the 2 Lovesick Blues, the 5 Coalinga Road, and the 6 Johnny Potter. 7-2-5-6 to pick up the 6 in today's 7th at Santa Anita Park.
Okay, and that is our featured sensational star. And for folks around the country, maybe watching on FanDuel, post time for the sensational star, 4:09. You know what, Toby? I didn't realize it until this morning, getting ready to do the show. I won this race. My horse won this race 20 years ago. And,
20 years ago to the year?
What's that?
I say it was 20 years ago, like exactly 20 years ago. You're supposed to throw an anniversary party.
Yeah, right. But anyway, he was trained at that time by Leonard Dorfman, who trained the 1st, 2nd, and 3rd dams. And I remember that day. He was such a gentleman, Leonard, and sitting in a box with him, it was a Noble Three Wits box, and several people coming up and congratulating Leonard. I think at that time the race was $125,000, but Jose Valdivia rode him, and we really got on kind of a roll after that. Won a Grade Two on dirt next, and then we were 2nd to Spitestown in a Grade Two going 7/8 on Derby Day at Churchill Downs. So good memories, man. But that's all in the rearview mirror. Once again, Toby, we need a best bet from Florida, sir.
The best bet from Florida. Oh, wow.
You went to the Sensational Star.
I went to the Sensational Star, yeah. Because,
yeah.
Like they say, there are all the remaining races with Chipetta, and I would have, you know, if you really pressed me hard, but I'm not too enthused with the card.
Well, leave it alone. We'll go with Clovis Connection, the 7, and the Sensational Star. And what's at the website right now, Toby?
Well, it's all Gulfstream all the time, except when they tapetta us and we call audibles and go out west. Yesterday we went to the fairgrounds and got the money at the fairgrounds. So hopefully we'll get the money a little further west this afternoon.
Thanks so much, Toby. Thanks for your time. Sorry, I tried to bring you back home. I apologize.
It's all right. It's no problem. I appreciate it.
All right. Toby Callow with us. We'll round things up this morning with Jonathan Hardoon, take 2 from the Rags and Sheets. Hey, John, come on out to Santa Anita. Who do you like on the 8 race card?
Mike, what are the chances of the last 2 handicappers doing the 7th race? So I'll pull an audible here, and let's look at the 5th race. I like to have the 6th horse in here, Carmelita's Man. This is a 7-year-old gelding from the Dean Pedersen Bond. Flavian Pratt aboard to ride. He's listed at 7-2 on the morning line. He fires every time. Number 6, Carmelita's Man. wins today's race.
Okay, you're breaking up a little bit. Flavion Pratt for Dean Peterson, number 6, Carmelita's man in race 5. John, I hope you're still there. Tell us about the website, J1HARDON.com.
We just placed $10, hold our $25. Today we have the Aqueduct, Gulfstream, Oaklawn, and Santa Anita selection. Sorry, Mike, the weather's just really bad up here, and I guess that's what's causing the interference.
So, yeah, that's definitely a factor. It's very cold up there, right?
Cold and snowing as we speak.
I'll be darned. Hey, John, thank you so much, and good luck today, coast to coast. Really appreciate it.
Thanks, Mike. Stay safe and be well.
Okay, folks, and again, my thanks to Jake Rich inside. I did get him some additional Uncle Chemo's Kona coffee. Jake, enjoy it. This is a guy that does it all. Worked at Disneyland till late last night. He's here way early handling things early on at AM 830, the flagship station for the Los Angeles Angels. I'm wishing them all the best this season with Ron Washington at the helm. And again, Angels on deck versus the Dodgers at Dodger Stadium today, 3:30 p.m., going to be hosted by Trent Rush, and then it'll be Terry Smith and Mark Langston with a play-by-play. Game time at Dodger Stadium today, 4:10 p.m. Again, thanks to Jake. Thanks to all of my sponsors. Thanks to you folks for listening. Thanks to all of our contributors. We'll talk to you next week. My name's Mike Willman. So long, and good luck today.
Radiation underground and in the sky. Animals and birds who live nearby all the night. Oh, mercy, mercy.
You've been listening to Thoroughbred Los Angeles, brought to you by Little Joe's Fresh Mex and the Bit Tavern in South Arcadia. Great food and ice-cold beer 7 days a week.
The preceding was a paid program. Opinions expressed are those of the program sponsors and not necessarily the views of AMA 30, its owners, or management.
Angels baseball is less than 6 hours away here on Angels Radio, AMA 30, KLAA.
Orange County, Los Angeles, and Inland Empire.
I'm Doug Brown. By the end of the day, the Sweet 16 will be set in the NCAA basketball tournament. Right now, at the half, the first game of the day, Marquette leading Colorado 45-34 at the break. Cam Jones with 16 points for Marquette. Later, Yale plays...